Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time,
you want to be
loving the fun,
if you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place, and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be.
Welcome into Fesco and Dusty on a Wednesday, playoff Wednesday, Royals in town. We've made it. The week continues to power through. Royals, Yankees, Seth Lugo, a little luck. It's okay to get lucky. You're going to hear that song a lot today because that's what people think sometimes. And I don't really understand why some people say certain things at certain times. But hey, you know what, Jazz Chisholm? You do you, boo.
Who thinks other than Jazz Chisholm that the Royals got lucky in this playoff series? Because the more that I look at it, the more I realize they're just a better baseball team than the Yankees. And I'm still wondering why. I mean, it's a slight underdog tonight. I looked at the FanDuel app. It's plus 102 for the Royals straight up to win. So people are starting to come back to the pack a little bit and siding with the team that is the better team. I'm still trying to figure out where the whole luck line came in from Jazz Chisholm and what he thinks has been luck. It's just the more I think about this, we're looking at an ALCS and an NLCS that will not involve the Yankees, it will not involve the Phillies, and it will not involve the Los Angeles Dodgers, who in game four are going with a bullpen game today against the San Diego Padres, because that's baseball in 2024. And so all of these big market teams, they spend the money and it's great for their regular season, but when it comes to the postseason, it's not about having the money and having the big names. It's about having the good baseball players and having the gamers that are out there. I saw something this morning, Yuli Gurriel, this guy is 11th in Major League Baseball history in postseason hits. He has 90 postseason hits.
He's 40.
And I'm telling you, that's not luck. That's the ability to play in the big moment. Yuli Gurriel is a better postseason baseball player than Aaron Judge. And I was in my mind yesterday kind of going through the lineup of both teams and looking at it. And I'm like, who would I rather have? Would I rather have Salvi or whoever catches for the Yankees? Would I rather have Yuli Gurriel or that bird guy that plays first base for the Yankees? And I kind of move myself around the diamond and I'm looking around and I'm going, I don't know who technically I would rather have, maybe other than Juan Soto, right? Other than Juan Soto, I'm not sure that I would want anybody right now in that Yankee lineup over anybody in that Kansas City Royals lineup right now, because the Royals are just playing a better brand of baseball. They're playing a postseason brand of baseball. And that's why when we were talking about it all season long, it's not about what you do in the regular season. It's what you do and how you're built to win in the playoffs. And now that the bullpen has come on and is doing their thing, this is a Royals team that's built in the playoffs. And I will be more surprised and more disappointed if they're not in the ALCS than surprised if they are in the ALCS at this point in time, and maybe even the World Series, because I just look at this team and I just don't see any holes in it right now, and they're playing at the top of their game. They're playing good baseball at a time when it's important to play good baseball, and they're doing it with zero pressure, and I think that is so big right now in the playoffs. The Dodgers, the Phillies, and the Yankees are playing with this pressure, and all three of those teams are on the brink of elimination, and the Yankees right now are just not built to win in this month, and the Royals are, and if they don't win these two games at Kauffman Stadium, I'll be stunned. I'll be shocked if the Royals don't win these games.
Coming up a little bit later on, Jay Binkley. We'll also have Tim Kirkshin join the show. Josh Verner will be on our show today, as will the Royals manager, Matt Cuquero, as he is on every Wednesday at 9. But look, last night watching the Dodgers and Padres game, which, I mean, that game was chaotic in a sense of sports related chaos.
It was started in chaos, man.
Just wild, man. Like, we thought it happened again to Mookie. Mookie thought it happened again to him.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Then he
right?
ran like a heart shaped base path. And
looked
then,
like a kid in T ball rounding the bases.
Well, it looked like a guy that had been fooled once and was never going to be fooled again.
Yeah, crazy.
And I mean, same everything. Profar, Mookie couldn't make it up. But then a grand slam and then right. and a ferocious inning of defense. But there's one thing that really stood out to me. And this Padres-Dodgers game last night, even though there was a grand slam to make it 6-5 and we never saw another run again, thanks very much, this game was over as soon as that crowd took over.
Absolutely.
And I know you yep. were watching because, I mean, we watched, we were probably both watching the Mets and the Phillies, which, by the way, did you see that Winker home run?
Yeah.
I thought that thing was 485 feet. It was 399 feet.
Yeah, right,
I'm like,
yeah.
must be nice.
Yeah.
Like, either way, that place was rocking.
Yeah, the place was rocking. Yeah. yeah.
And to me, that game last night was over the minute Walker Buehler couldn't hear his pitch comm
mm-hmm.
because he got a balk call or a delay of game call basically because he couldn't, you know, he didn't know the pitch was coming. His pitch clock ran out. He didn't get to the proper steps at the proper time. And San Diego was just buzzing. I mean, it was so effing loud in that stadium that, like, even my TV was shaking.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere,
oh,
right?
It was
unbelievable,
insane.
Yeah.
And I get it. That's a huge rivalry game.
Yep.
But who's to say that the Kauffman crowd can't do that again tonight?
Well, and I think the Kauffman crowd will do that tonight.
I do, too.
And the other thing that I was kind of thinking about tonight is you need to approach this game, and I know I will because, you know, Jen and I will be there tonight. We're taking the kiddos tomorrow. I may not have a voice.
Yeah. I hope you don't. Not in a bad way. I hope you're that passionate,
like that
passionate loud.
In it, but it's got to be like an Arrowhead atmosphere out there
yeah.
tonight. And if it's an Arrowhead type of atmosphere, there's no reason that the Royals are going to lose this series. I mean, you've got to make it loud. You've got to make it passionate. You've got to make it... Like, when the Royals, you know, for years never made postseason baseball, you used to look at these playoff crowds and go, damn, I'd love the opportunity to have that. And then we did in 14, and then we did again in 15, and then it's been dormant for 9 years. But we know how to get loud in this city. We do it every Sunday for the Chiefs, and there's 70,000 people that get fired up for these football games. And that's the way it needs to be tonight for the baseball game. 38,000 people screaming and yelling because it is intimidating, man. Like, when everybody's waving towels and yelling and doing all that kind of stuff, these baseball players aren't used to that kind of environment because they don't play in that kind of environment all year. Mm-hmm. You're not getting like that for a regular season baseball game. It doesn't matter, right? Like, you're not getting hooped up for a regular season baseball game like you are for a playoff game. And so you've got to make it loud. You've got to make it intimidating and you've got to make it uncomfortable. And the guy's name is Clark Schmidt with an E at the end. And he pitched in the SEC. You know, he's a salmon slack wearer, right? Like, he's not going to have the ability to get out there and deal with adversity unless daddy hires a lawyer type stuff, right? Like, that's the type of stuff that we're dealing with
Clark
tonight.
With an E too.
Clark with that's what I said. Clark with an E. Clarky Schmidt is pitching. Now, I did go over his numbers. He's been really good. I didn't realize how good he's.
Bad.
I honest to God didn't realize how good he's been this year. Now, he's only pitched 90 innings. It's not like
he
pitched
about
the whole
four,
season.
Two-thirds, five innings at a time.
Yeah, but he doesn't give up. This guy doesn't give up any runs at all. So if you can get to him early and knock in a few runs, it's going to be okay.
Neither does Lugo,
and
though.
Lugo doesn't either. Like, I think the first of three wins this game.
So you're saying we'll be home by nine?
I think it's going to be a quick game tonight because both pitchers deal. Neither pitcher messes around.
No.
They throw strikes. They get outs. They don't give up runs. And that's why I say the first 1-3 tonight. But I think the crowd can really have an impact. And I think the crowd will have an impact. I mean, you see it all over. Like, every one of these series right now that we're watching in Major League Baseball is a true rivalry. The Yankees-Royals is a historic rivalry. Mm-hmm. Phillies-Mets, obviously. Dodgers, you know, Padres, obviously, is a rivalry.
Right.
And then Cleveland and Detroit is obviously a rivalry. You couldn't ask for a better setup. But see, to me, the Dodgers are done because Dave Roberts is trying to turn the narrative to, you know, somebody threw a ball in the dugout and tried to hurt him during a game. And when you're going down that road, when the ball was rolled into the dugout by, was it Tatis or Machado?
Yeah.
Machado, I think. You know, you roll the ball into the dugout like he did and you want to make it a federal case, you're grasping for straws. The Los Angeles Dodgers, the New York Yankees, like this whole thing of loading up your payroll payroll seems great, and we get jealous of that in the regular season. But those teams with big payrolls, they just don't win championships. When was the last time a true big market team in Major League Baseball, you know, like a Yankees, LA type team, won a championship? You got to go back to COVID, right?
The bubble.
The bubble. And I don't know. I mean, like, if you're a fan, you count that, and that's fine. That's great and wonderful. But, you know, looking in, it's like, it was a 60-game schedule and all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm not giving the Dodgers and Lakers all kinds of credit for winning a bubble championship that year. You know, during COVID, I mean, the Yankees haven't won since 09. The Mets haven't won since 86. The Red Sox have a couple of mixed in there. But last year, you had the Texas Rangers and Arizona Diamondbacks in the World Series. It's how you're playing now. It's how your players are going out there and approaching the game. And right now, this Royals ball club, man, you got to love everything about it, because they're playing with no pressure. They're having fun. And I know Big Papi got criticized a little bit by folks last night for saying Mookie Betts just needs to go out there and have fun. Mm-hmm. But he's absolutely right about that. The Royals are having fun. The Yankees are playing with the weight of the world on their shoulder. And when you play that way and you stress and you have the no ability to go out there and have fun and smile, you're not going to do well. And you know, I want to say it was George Brett back in the day. He used to always say, just smile in the batter's box. Smile. You're having fun. It's baseball. Go out there. Be relaxed. The Royals are playing such a relaxed brand of baseball right now. There's no pressure. There's no way they're going to lose these games to the New York Yankees out of Kauffman Stadium. I think it's going to be a thrilling, thrilling 2 days for us here in Kansas City. And it's on to the ALCS to face, I don't know, the Tigers or the Indians.
All right. So bringing it back home here tonight to the crowd, the Royals, there's a little bit of pressure, I think, on Bobby Witt Jr. There was in New York, at least in my opinion. Bobby Witt Jr., let's not forget, hit 333 in that wild card round against Baltimore. It was the reason why you scored your runs and why you won your games, along with pitching and bullpen. But 333. And the Yankees so far this series, he's hit 158. So there's a little bit of pressure there. And I'm excited to see, like, you want that crowd level to be loud, which I think it will be. I think people will get absolutely ruckus. I think they'll see the towels, the blue. It'll look like a sea of blue, which is awesome for the cruise ship. But I think also, you know, if he gets in there in his first at bat and does what Tatis did last night and hits an absolute piss missile, and that place will erupt, the lid will come off the jar, the ground will shake. And I'm interested to see, like, and maybe this is a good poll question we could have on our Twitter handle or our X handle at 96.5 or 96.5 The Fan. Who gets a bigger crowd pop tonight with their first introduction, Bobby Witt Jr. or Salvador Perez?
Well, Salvi's the legacy guy. I mean, yeah, he's the guy that needs to get the standing ovation, tip of the cap. He's the Hall of Famer right now. You love your legacy guys, and to me, Salvi is always that guy. He's always going to be the fan favorite. Like, that guy was a fan favorite when the team's losing 100 games, and he's still smiling, and everybody loves Salvi, and he's been here forever. So I do think he gets a loud ovation, but I don't think we can tell the difference between the ovations, because I think it's going to be loud. Sure. But I will tell Bobby Witt, you don't need to play with pressure tonight. If you start playing with pressure tonight, you're not going to do well. Go in there and pretend you were 5-for-5 at Yankee Stadium on Monday night and say, you know what, I was 5-for-5 at Yankee Stadium. I'm doing well. Yeah. If he goes out there and tries to press, he's going to be Aaron Judge. And then you don't want that situation, because Aaron Judge sucks in the postseason.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.